Okay, today is the first daf of Bava Metzia. Welcome to Bava Metzia. It's the middle gate. Bava Metzia is not an easy mesechta by any stretch. There really isn't an introduction. We'll just start. Okay. On that note, here we go. Shnayim ochzim batalis. Two people walk into Beis Din holding onto a talis. Really, it's a shirt. Ze Omer, one says, Ani matzasiya. I found it. Ze Omer, Ani matzasiya. The other one says, no, I found it. Ze Omer kula shali. Ze Omer kula shali. This one says it's mine, and this one says it's mine. Ze Yishava, Reuven swears, She'ein lo ba pachas bimechza, that he doesn't have less than a 50% ownership in it. Ve'ze Yishava, and Shimon swears, She'ein lo ba pachas bichetzia, that he also doesn't have less than a 50% share.
Why doesn't he swear that he
because this way, they could both be true. Right. Then, Yachloku, you divide the shirt, the talus, in half. Reuven gets half, Shimon gets half. Now, before we even go, it's a very simple halacha. Two people walk in, half.
Split it.
Very good. Split it. Now, Tosvos, on the Tos of V'yachloku, which we have to learn, says like this. Tema, second Tosvos. 1 minute. Demai shna me'ahi da arba. There's a case in Baba Basra where arba is a boat. There's a boat. The Amar, and I say it's my boat, and you say it's your boat. And we're arguing about who the boat belongs to. And the rule is, this is the rules for Baba Basra, call the Olam Gvar. Whoever's stronger. Right? That's what Olam means stronger. Whoever's stronger is going to get that boat. Right? The bigger, tougher guy is going to get that boat. So why? What kind of? How come there it's called Olam Gvar and here it's Echloku? Not only that, the Parakheska Sabatim, V'yesh Lomar, the answer is, the Ochzin Shiny. Because they're holding onto it. That's different. What about a boat? They're arguing about some boat in the ocean. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. Well, who can beat out who? That's the halacha there. Over here, they're both holding onto it. What do you mean whoever's stronger? That's not a fair way to decide it. So therefore, the chashiv ki'ilu kol echad yesh bo ba bevadai hachetzi. Each one owns for sure half. Danan sahadi, because we can attest. We're in the second Tosfos. So just to recap for 3 seconds, the Gemishna said, two people walk into Beis Din, each both holding on to a talis. This one says it's mine, this one says it's mine. This one swears, that one swears, they get 50-50. They split it in half. Asks Tosfos, but by the case, two people are arguing about a boat in Baba Basra, this one says it's my boat, and you say no, it's your boat. The halach is, call Olam Gavar. Whoever's stronger gets the boat. How come over there it's halacha like that, and over here it's halacha of Yachloku? So Tosfos says, because over there, no one's touching the boat. Over here, we're both holding on to it. Different circumstances, different halacha. And so Tosfos says that, Danan Tahadi, the Maita Tafis Hai, the Dehu, we can confirm. Danan Tahadi means we can confirm. We can confirm that what you're holding on to is yours. V'chein b'mone shlishi. Mone shlishi is like this. This is a case that's going to come up tomorrow. Reuven and Shimon give money to Levi. Reuven gives $100. Shimon gives $200. They both give it to Levi to watch. They come to Levi. Each one says, where's my $200? So Levi says, well, it only belongs to one of you. Happens to be, I don't remember which one. Right? What do you do? So it's a machlokas. One says, give each one $100. And the third 100, put away till Eliyahu Hanavi comes. I don't know what to do with it. Belongs to one of them, right?
Why doesn't one of them swear?
What? That's a separate case. And Rabbi Yossi holds, thank you. Rabbi Yossi holds, nobody gets it. It all goes to be put away till Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Why? So that the Ganef's not losing. You don't lose by doing that claim. You don't lose anything. I'll claim the 200 is mine. Really? At least I'll get my 100. Says Rabbi Yossi, the whole thing goes to Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay? Why? That's a third case of we don't know what to do with something. And we did a third halacha. Right? We have our case of the two people walking with the talis, the case of the boat, and the case of the money. Who owns that third 100? Right? So Tosva says, V'chemona shlishi, that third 100, dimidame b'gemara l'talis, on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to compare that to a talis. The same thing. That third 100 made the same thing as a talis, no? He says it's his, and he says it's his. So Tosva says, the chashiv shahu shahanifkad tofes becheskas shnehem. The guy who's watching it, Levi, he's watching the $300. So 100 belongs to him for sure. 100 belongs to Shimon for sure. What about the third 100? So Levi's sort of holding it for both of them because they both say it's theirs. What's the difference between both of them saying it's theirs and both of these guys saying the talus is theirs? What's the difference? There's a huge difference. It's a huge difference. What's the difference? The difference is that over there, by the case of the both of them saying it's theirs, one of them's lying. Over here, it could be they're both not lying. It could be they both found the talus on the floor at the exact same time, they both ran to pick it up, and they're both holding on to it. It could be the truth. By the case of the mana, it can't be the truth. One of them's for sure lying. Right?
Right?
So Tosva says, Shanifka Tofes Becheskas Shnehem, the guy Levi who's watching the money, it's as if he's watching it for both of them. It's like the same thing as the talus. Ki'iluheim atzma muchzakimbo. It's as if they're both holding it. Ulakach mashani, and we answer over there, no, the hasam vadech admanayu belong for sure to only one of theirs. The ein ha chaluka gicholios emes. Splitting that can't be the truth. That can't be right. It's either Reuven's or Shimon's. It's not both of theirs. Ulakach ye munach. And therefore, it has to be put away till Yahweh Navi comes. Okay, there's a detailed question. Do you put away 100 or all 300? And it's because you want to torture the Ganav. So you put it all, right? Aval hacha, right? I'm sorry. Aval talis, here, it could both be true. Neither of them could be lying. It could both be the MS. Therefore, talach is yachloku. Three different cases of all similar things. And three different rules. Why? Because here it could be MS. By the case of the mona, it cannot be MS. And what about the case of the boat? It's hard to say it's MS. Uvakach, shnayim adukim b'shtar. Two people walk into bed and holding on to a shtar. Shtar says, Reuven or Shimon, $1,000. Reuven says, where's my $1,000? Shimon says, I paid it already, I want it back. Right? Says Tosfos. It could also be true. How could it be true? The Efsher, maybe. Shapara lohachatzi. You paid half back. And therefore, I want it back. I want to change the terms. I already paid you 500. And the other ones could say, no, but you didn't pay me the other 500. I'm not giving it back. So it could be true. Right? Ubamane, in the case of the mane, ein derech sheyikne lohachatzi achrei shubiat chavero. That doesn't really make sense. After you give it to Levi to watch, you ask for half of it back. So that you can't say that answer there, by the case of the money. So what's the pshat? It's someone's lying. Someone's lying. No one gets it. Either no one gets the 100, or Rabbi Yosef says no one gets any of it. Right? Aval ba'arba, by the case of the boat, afal gafta efshe shiyikol shal shnehem. Really, it could be both of them. They could both own the boat. They could both own it. Kivan. The ain muchzakin bo, no one's holding it. It's out in the ocean. It's in the dock over there. No one can touch. You can't pick up a boat. Havidina kol olam gvar. The rule is whoever's stronger. What kind of rule is that? That's not for now. Right? Ula sumchis. Sumchis have a different vart. Sumchis says that what? Whenever money is in a suffix, you split it. Now, we just read a Tosfos, three different cases. The case of the talis. Case of the boat, and the case of the money. Three different rules. All three make perfect sense. At the case of the boat, we need to flesh that out, but it makes perfect sense. Three different rules, three different cases, three different circumstances. Sumcha says, no, anytime there's a suffix, which means if you Reuven gives 100, Shimon gives 200, and they both come and say, where's my 200? You're going to do yachloku? Apparently yes, according to Sumcha.
So each one gets 150.
Yeah, which is crazy. Right? So you have to understand what Sumchus is.
Now, the Shmuel, when the Shmuel goes to
that? That's later in the week.
That's the kicker.
Right? Afagaf, de ein muchzakin bo, even though no one has a rightful claim to this money, ve ein chachaluk yecholios emes, it can't be true. It can't be true. They both can't have 150. That can't be. It's a lie, right? One of them's lying. Hecha de'ika drora de'mamona. Whenever there's a case of drora de'mamona, which we'll explain later today if we get there. Pirish de'bishalo ta'ano sehem. What does that mean? That means without their taina, yesh safek lebezdin nachloku. Without this taina, Bezdin will not know what to do, and Bezdin will be forced to split it in half. So whenever you have a case like that, yachloku. Okay, so just a reason we did this Tosos was it gives you a little bit of an understanding of all the different, so many different cases, so many different rules, so complicated. A little bit try to understand three different cases, three different rules, because it's three different reasons. It all makes perfect sense, yeah? Okay, back to the Mishnah. Ze omar kula shali, ze omar chetzi shali. This one says all of it's mine. That one says half of it's mine. Homer kula shali. The one who says it's all his. Yishav asha ein lo ba pachas mishlosha chalakim. He has to swear that he gets at least one third. Homer that he owns at least one third. Homer chetzi shali. Yishav asha ein lo ba pachas mirviya. He says at least a quarter is his. Again, the reason that they swear this way is so both shavuos could be true, right? Zen asa shlosha chalakim. Zen alta mirviya. This one gets three quarters, and that one gets a quarter. Asks the Rishonim, the Rishonim ask, well, 1 minute. They're only arguing about one quarter. They're only arguing about one quarter. Why does he have to swear on three quarters? They're only arguing on one quarter. The answer is because if you only swear on one quarter, right? They're only arguing on one quarter. Right? Am I right about that? Mm-hmm. It could be construed that when the guy swears, he's swearing on the part that they're already not disputing, and he's lying on the other part. Even though there's a rule in Bezin, a rule in Shavua that when we make you swear what we want you to swear on that quarter, and he's going to swear, no, I'm swearing on the other quarter, on the quarter already undisputed quarter, even though you really don't say that. Why should we have to go down that road and what? Just swear in three quarters. That's all. You say it's all yours anyway, so swear in three quarters, even though half is not disputed. Half, I agree with you, half is yours. I'm only arguing the other half. Right? One quarter, I say half is mine. So they're only disputing half. Still, half they're not disputing. You still swear in all of it because it makes it more of a truthful shua. Okay? Next. Hayishnayim rochim lagabi behema. Two people riding on an animal. One's riding it and one's leading it. Each one says it's mine. Rashi says, the second to last Rashi in the Mishnah, La'ashvi'inan, this teaches us, the rochev u'manig, shneim shavim liktos be'em and hefker. That riding it and pulling it are both equivalent ways of acquiring an animal, and therefore, they saw an animal in the wild. One, they both ran toward it. One jumped on top of it. One held the reins. They both equally own it. Why do you need the second case of the animal as opposed to the talis? The Gemara is in every line of this Gemara in this Mishnah is going to be dissected by the Gemara. Okay?
It's all hefker, right?
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that like that holds it for 30 years? Like, well, we just found this hefker.
What?
If we came across this item and we... We're a
Kodesh. Exactly.
It's a Hefker case.
Correct. Now, Bisman Shehei Modim, if they admit what? They admit on the percentages. Oh, Sheyesh Lahan Edim, or there are Edim. Edim that what? That saw what?
Saw the acquisition.
They saw them both pick it up at the same time.
Right.
Then chalkin below shavua. Then you don't need a shavua. 1 second. If they're both picking it up, if Edim say they both pick it up at the same time, they both walk into Bezdin, and each one says kula shali. So they're both arguing with what the Edim said. The Edim said they picked it up at the same time. Therefore, they both half own it. Shkayach, give it half. Each one gets half. But that's not what they say when they walk into Bezdin. They say, each one says, Kula Shali. So how could it be, right? How could you walk in and say something different than what your Edom said? Sure. Which is exactly what, there's one Yachloka below Shavua, without a Shavua. I don't care what he said, I'm telling you, it's all mine. Right? So wasn't that a funny thing?
No.
No, it's not funny?
No.
No?
People see things differently than what the reality is.
What?
People see things differently than the reality.
Okay.
But it's the kicker is that he's doing it without a shua.
Right. Why is he doing it without a shua? Because I evade him. What did he shua for? I evade him. Right? Okay. Why do you have to say, I found it? No, I found it. No, it's really mine. No, it's really mine. Listen, Chada, say it as one case. It's the same thing. Why do you need to say it twice? It's all mine. It's all mine. I found it. Me. It's all mine. So the Gemara answers. This is the first answer which we're going to reject. Chada Katani. You're right. It is one case. It's one case. Ze omar ani mitzasiya, and therefore v'kula shali. Ze omar ani mitzasiya, and therefore v'kula shali. Each one says, I found it, and therefore it's mine. Each one says, no, I found it, therefore it's mine. So, v'lisni, why doesn't it say like this? Ani mitzasiya, I found it, v'ano yadana, d'kula shali. And I will know that it's all mine. Right? I will get the beza. I found that gold watch. Well, therefore it's not all mine. Of course, therefore it's mine. And this one says, no, I found this talus, and therefore it's mine. Why do they have to add on and say, and it's also mine? So the Gemara answers, very difficult to answer, itana ani mitzasiya, if it would say, I found it, havamina, I would think, my mitzia, what does it mean I found it? It means re'iasa, it means I saw it. I'm across the street, and I see this unbelievable talus lying in the street. So it's hefker, right? I see an unbelievable talus lying in the street. It's hefker, no? I didn't get there yet, but I saw it. Even though I didn't get it yet, I would think that by seeing it alone, you can acquire it. I would think that. Why? It's not the first one on the scene. The first one who got here. So I couldn't get there. I would think that. Tana kula shali, that's why the Mishnah says, no, that's not enough. Looking at it lovely, it's not enough. You have to have all yours. Deri'iyah lo kani. Ri'iyah is not, doesn't work. That doesn't work. I would think it works, it doesn't work. Ask Tosfos, in the second to the bottom Tosfos, afal gaf diktani b'masnisen, we have a Mishnah that says, roes ha-metzia, if you see a metzia, v'amal l'chaveiro, tonali, go bring me that thing, that doesn't work. Right? In other words, the guy can pick it up for himself. V'chein also, roz ha-metziah v'nafal leha, he fell on top of it, he didn't acquire it yet. So, how could you have a havamina that re'iyah works, these cases such doesn't work?
Also, how can you have a havamina that works? How do you know it's hefker from a block away?
I know, it's a good question.
You see the towel, say you have to go examine
it. It's a fair question. Yeah, anyway, so those cases say you can't acquire it. What's the hafman you can acquire by re'iyah? So Tosfos answers, kivan da amar tanali, since you say, no, bring it to me, o nafal aleha, or you jump on it, right? Gully daita, you're showing, delo nichale lemikni, that you're not acquiring it till you're holding on to it. I don't want to rely on re'iyah, but you want to rely on re'iyah. Go right ahead. Rely on re'iyah. That's why those cases are different. So I would have thought re'iyah is good enough. Comes along the Mishnah, no, re'iyah is not good enough. Okay. Umi matzus amarta my mitzias re'iyah. Does that even make sense to say that? That when it says I found it, it really means I saw it first. Ha'amar Rabbanoi, it says in the Torah umatzasa, and you found an item, it means the asuliyah dimashma. It means you actually come into your hands. How did you think it means that you just saw it? So the Gemara says, you're right. In umatziyah dekra the asuliyah dimashma. It's true. When it says in the Torah, I found it, it means you have to have possession of it. However, umihu tana lishna b'da'al menakat. The Mishnah is writing the way people talk. And you can imagine people, someone say, you know, I found it first. You really found it first? Well, I saw it first. In the Torah, that makes no sense. In common parlance, that does make sense. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Tana, Lisha da Almanakat, Elo hadar Tana kula shali, if the Mishnah wouldn't have repeated, and kula shali, havamina, I would have thought, my mitziyasa diktani, what does the word mitziyah mean? Tana Lashem Bnei Adam. Tana uses the vernacular Achaz B'Mishnah Seinu. That's what the Mishnah mentioned. V'lo Lashon HaMikra. Not the Lashon of the Pasuk. You're right. Mitzia in the Pasuk means you have it in your hands. Mitzia, when we talk Mitzia, I found it first. Right? You see, you know, kids like that. See, I said, I got it first. Why? I saw it first. Yeah, exactly. V'har B'Bnei Adam Korin Lo Mitzia Mishas V'Iya. Many people call it Mitzia the minute they see it. So maybe the Mishnah, maybe, so therefore it's possible, it's not a halacha, but it was a havamina that should work. Why should it work? The Torah says no way. Yeah, the Torah says no way, but depending on what people think. So therefore the Mishnah repeated it to highlight that it doesn't work. Omar, the minute you see it, Omar, you said, Ana ishkachis, I found it. Afagav delwasiliyade, Briya ba'almakani. I would think that works, because I saw it first. And that's how people talk. Tana kula shali. That's why it says kula shali. Debriya ba'alma lo kani la. It doesn't work. Velisni. So I have it the other way around. Velisni kula shali. Velo boy ani mitzia. So why don't the Mishnah just say the following? Two people walking holding onto a talis. One says it's mine and one says it's mine. Leave out the part about finding it. Leave that out. Just say two people walking holding onto a talis. One says it's mine and one says it's mine. Well, who didn't find it? What do you need that for? So the Mishnah Gemara says, "Itani kula shali." Had it only said that, havamina, I would have thought, "Ba'alma diktani mitziyasa b'riya ba'alma kani." Then yeah, and if you find an item but just by looking at it, it works. Tana ani mitziyasa. That's why I had to say I found it. V'hadar tana kula shali, and it's also mine. The Mishnah say rashmin and b'riya lo kani. That by just looking at it alone, that doesn't work.
But we just rejected that.
Right.
So why to bring up again?
Because if it would have just said, it's mine, I would have thought, you're right, it's yours because you're holding on to it. But in a normal case of finding an item, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, looking at it's enough. Being the first one at the scene is enough. Comes along the Mishnah, no, it's not enough. It has to be both. It's a little repetitive. But we got to move. Umi matzis amarta chadok tani. But one second. Can you really say, with a straight face, that this Mishnah is one case? Two people hold on to a talis. This one says, I found it. This one says, I found it. This one says, it's all mine. This one says, it's all mine. It's really one case? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why not? Because, for ze v'zeh katani, ze omar ne mitzia, v'zeh omar ne mitzia, v'zeh omar kula shali, v'zeh omar kula shali. How could that be one case? It's mamash two cases. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's two cases. We're rejecting the one case vart. Omar of Papa, v'tem ravasim ravashi, v'amula kadi. Some say nobody said it. Reisha b'mitzia, the Reisha is talking about a mitzia. V'seifa b'mekach u'memkar, and Seif is talking about two people walking into Beis Din, Reuven and Shimon holding onto a talis. Levi sold it to me, and Levi sold it to me. Not a case of a mitzia; it's a case of a sale. Says Rashi, bottom Rashi, kiniyasa miad ploni. They both bought it from ploni. V'dafka mekach u'memkar hu damrin and yachloku b'shavua. Listen to this Rashi. Only by Mebach u'Memkar each one have to swear. De'ikala Neymar, Shneam Kanua. It could be possible that both of them bought it. U'Shneam Nisratza HaMocher. And both of them paid the seller. That's a mix-up happened and they're both holding on to it. That could be. Aval Ze Omar Ni Arigasa. Ze Omar Ni Arigasa. But if this one says, I made this. I stitched this talis. And Shimon says, no, I stitched it. That both can't be true. That was getting back to what Tosfos said. That both can't be true. Right? Lo yachloku. You don't split it then. Devadai chad menaihu ramaihu. Of course one of them's lying. Right? And then what's the case? The same thing as the money. Right? V'tehe munachas el shiov el yohu. You put that shirt away till yohu whenever he comes. If it happens all the time. People walk in, they both, it's a hot item, they both buy it. Which one bought it exactly here? They're both holding on to it. I say, I bought it. No, I bought it. Right? There's no one more left. It's the last Cabbage Patch doll, and there's no more left. Right? They have to have it. That's a random thing, right?
Wow. Just, wow.
So what happened? What do you do? What do you do?
You
and each one says, I bought it. Now, could it both be true? Yeah, it could both be true. But if each one says, I made it, how could that both be true? You live over there, and you live over there. You both made it together. That doesn't make any sense. Now, that's a different story. That's like the case of the money. That's Yachloku. So, Utsricha. Now the Gemara says, it was necessary to have both cases. What both cases? Case of I found it. Each one says they found it. They walk in holding on to it. And each one says I bought it. and they walk in holding on to it. I need both. Why? If I only had the case of Metziah, Havamina, I would think, Metziah hu derabi rabbanan shavua aleha. By Metziah, we require a shavua. Why? Mishum demori v'omar, because someone's going to make a heter to himself. He's going to be more a heter. Say, listen, Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven's going to say to himself, it's a Metziah. What is Shimon losing by me getting it? Nothing, because he found it also. Right?
But he wants it.
Fine, but the point is there's no loss to him. Yeah, it's just the lack of a gain. There's no loss to him. He found it the way I found it. Right? Vamar chavroi, lav midi chaser ba. No one's losing out. Azal itvis, vis palim bade. So you know what I'll do? I'll get half of it. I'll grab on, and I'll get half. Why not? Avomekach umemkar, deleka lemema hachi. That doesn't make any sense to say such a thing like that. Amalo, therefore Amalo what? Maybe there's no need to be a shvua. No need for a shvua, right? V'i tana mekach umemkar. But if we only have the case of mekach umemkar, who do rabbanan shvua leh? That's why you need a shvua. You know why? Because bishum demore v'omar. Listen, what Reuven's going to say. We both paid for it. There's no shiloh. We both paid for it. The only problem is it was the last one in the store. So you know what? I'll say it's mine. He'll wait for the new shipment to come in, the other guy. He's not going to lose that money. No one's cheating anyone here. No one's cheating anyone. The only thing is he'll have to wait for the next shipment. Let him wait, but I'll say it's mine. Because I really want it more than he wants it, right? So, Mishum, the Amar, Chavroi, Dami, Kayahev. He paid for it also. There's no dispute he paid for it, right? Ana, Dami, Kayahev. I also paid for it. Hashta, Tztricha, Lididi. I really want it. Ashkalidim, and Ana, I'll say it's mine. Let him go back to the store and him get another one. No one's stealing anyone. No one's cheating anyone here. Just I'm getting it now. And he'll have to wait for the next shipment. Right? Avumitsiya, Deleka, Lebemer Hachi. None of that applies. Ema lo. Maybe you'll get it with a Shavua. Tzricha, both cases you have to make a Shavua. Now, you want to make a Shavua that really it's yours and that he'll wait for the next shipment? That's a tough Shavua to make when it's not true. Right? Make a shua, then I'm only going to make a shua that it's half mine. I'm not going to make a shua, like, I'm not going to lie. Right? Which is exactly why the Mishnah paskins the way it does. Now, what kind of case is this? Mekach umemkar, lechzi man mama nakat. Let's see who we bought it from. Let's see who paid the money. Go to the owner and say, what happened over here? The tzricha, the nakat mitarvayu. No, they both paid. Michad midaite, michad balkarcha. One paid for it nicely, one paid for it forcefully. There's not really a kinyan like that. V'loyadana mihavi midaite, mihavi balkarcha. We don't really know. We don't really know who paid for it by force. The guy doesn't know. Right? They both paid for it, so it has to be yachloku, or make a shvua.
But somebody had to pay first.
It could be not. They both bought it at the same time. You never know. They sent it by mail. Who knows? Okay.
The kinyan is not money, though.
What?
Money.
It's not money. They're both holding on to it.
They're holding on to it.
I'm not letting go of this. I paid for it. I'm not letting go of this. I also paid for it. Let's go ask him. He's like, what do I know? It's such a busy store. I don't know. They both paid for it. I'm not denying that. Who had it first? What do I know? Now, lema kitanoi deloki bananas. Let's say this mission is not like bananas. Bananas has to talk about the following case. A guy has a worker. And he tells the worker, go to the grocery store. I'm not going to pay you money. You go to the grocery store, buy your groceries, I'll pay the bill. Okay? I'll pay the bill. And that's the equivalent of paying what's it called? That's the equivalent of paying your salary. I'll keep a chesed with the grocery store. The grocery store comes and says, I gave him the goods, please pay me. The worker says, I never went to the grocery store, please pay me. So the halach is, the owner, this guy, is loses, and he has to pay twice. And that can't be like our Mishnah, right? So let's go, now see what it says. Le'yam ha'sniz in the lo'ke bananas. Ike bananas, if it were bananas, Hamer, he says, ketzad elu ve'elu bo'en l'day shavu ha'shav. Now, one of these people are lying, right? It's going to be a shavu ha'shav. One of these people are lying, right? They can't both be telling the truth, right? So that can't be like our Mishnah. Now, as we explained already, our Mishnah, this doesn't have to dispute our Mishnah at all. Because our Mishnah is talking about where both are not lying. Or it could be, they're both telling the truth. They both found this item at the exact same time. They both paid for the item. So it doesn't have to be a lie. Here, it has to be a lie. Can't be that the owner, that the store, that the grocery store did pay or didn't pay. Can't both be true. Right? The grocery store owner says, I gave them all the food and they pay me. And the worker says, I never got anything. That can't both be true. One of them is lying. Right? So why does the... Right. So why does the Baal HaBas have to pay twice? We'll get to that. Might not get to it. Might have to wait till we get to that in the next in the Gemara. Anyway, so you see it's a stira. That bananas doesn't hold like our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tamu ki bananas. Hasam vada ikashvu ashav. One of them for sure is lying. Hacha, but over here, ikalamemar, the lekashvu ashav. It's not a lie at all. Ema, tarvayu, bahadi, adadi, avgavayu. They both picked it up at the exact same time. Right? Next. Lema mastis and delo kesumchis. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Di kesumchis, because if our Mishnah is like Sumchis, ha'amar, what did Sumchis say? Mamon mutl besafik cholkin below shvua. Yasi. Mamon mutl besafik without a shvua. Here, there is a shvua. So can our Mishnah be like Sumchis? At first glance, no. So the Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanon. How can it be the Rabbanon's? Does the Rabbanon hold ha'amar hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya? Right? Don't the Rabbanon hold hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya? What about that rule? Right. So hamotzi mechaveru olavaraya. So why are we shvu is yachloku? You want it? Bring a raya.
Right to whom?
Right to Beis Din. We're both walking holding a talis. You want that talis? Bring a raya. It's yours. Well, I'm holding on to half of it. You bring a raya. It's yours. I'm holding on to the other half. So what do you do in such a case? No one has a good raya. I make shvu is. Where'd that come from, this rule? So this Mishnah doesn't hold like anybody. So the Gemara says, one second, hi, Mike, what are you talking about? Where's the case of Sumchis where he holds Yachloku? The case is that the para had got damaged and it was pregnant, and you're not sure if it gave birth, and then when you come to the scene of the crime, you see there's a baby there. You're not sure if the baby was before the pregnancy or before the damage or after, so it was included. You're not sure. Right, so it's a safek, yachloku. Says the Gemara, Iyam Bishlam Rabbanan Hasam, in the case of the para, the lo tafsi tarvayhu, no one's holding on to anything. There's a safek about when the animal had the baby. Amir Rabbanan Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Bring a raya. You want to get more damage because the animal was fatter, whatever the case over there is by the case of the para, you bring a raya. Hacha, but over here, Tarvayo Tafsi. They're both holding on to it. What do you mean, Raya? But there's no better Raya than I'm holding on to it. What do you want kind of work on a Raya? I found it. I'm holding on to it. He says he also found it. I don't care about him. I'm telling you I found it. What more Raya do I want? Therefore, Pligi Baba Shavua. Therefore, what's the halacha? Shavua. Split it. Eli Amrit Bisumchis. But if you hold like Sumchis, Hashta. Mahasim Dolo Tafsi Tarvayo Cholkin below Shavua. When they're not holding on to it, and everybody comes to the scene, and they see a baby here, and nobody knows when the baby was born, and what does Sumcha say? Divide it without a shvua. Hacha, the tarvayhula. Now, over here, the tarvayhu tafsila, lo kolshkin? For sure that Sumchas would hold. You split it without a shvua. Right? Why does our Mishnah say with a shvua? So the Gemara answers, afilu tema sumchis. No, our Mishnah could even be sumchis. Ki amar sumchis. When does sumchis say his din of no shvua? That's shemi v'shemi. Shema v'shema. I don't know when this animal was born, and you don't know when the animal was born. Then we say, divide it without a shvua. I will bury you, bury. Here we're both buries. I say it's mine, and you say it's yours. Lo amar. We'd never say such a thing. Therefore, sumchis would agree that in this case, you have to swear. Ularaba bar barhuna, the amar, sumchis, afilu bari ubari, mayikal amemar. But he says that sumchis would hold, you have to, you split it without a shvua, even if they're both baris. How are you going to explain our Mishnah? Afilu tema sumchis, it could still be sumchis. Why? Ki amar sumchis hecha de ikadrara mimamona. When does sumchis say his din? That what? that you divide it without a shvua, where there's a drora de mamona. What does a drora de mamona mean? Says Rashi, the fourth line from the bottom, chisaron mamon. It's a missing money. She'im yiparei azeh shelo kedin, havi chisaron mamon. If you pay Reuven, it's a loss to Shimon. Ve'im nifterin hu shelo kedin, nim tezeh chaser vlad paraso. This one loses out the value of the cow. Aval hecha deleka derora demamona, but in a case where there is no derora demamona, where's the no case of derora demamona? The case of the talis. Both found it. No loss of money here. Ema lo, Sumchas would never say his din, and he would say, you have to take it with a shvua. Okay? We're sort of right smack in the middle of a sugya. We're smack in the middle. It doesn't really stop here. It doesn't stop till the bottom of till the top of Gimel on the base, truthfully. Yes, it goes all the way through, but we're going to stop now. And we'll pick up right here tomorrow. Whew, everybody have a very good day. Right.